This is Werewolf the Podcast. High Level Games, the industry's first choice in taking your games to the next level. We are a podcast, blog, and new media network at highlevelgames.ca. We have blog posts about all of your favorite games going up 5 days a week, and a podcasting network with actual plays and shows that discuss role-playing games, with more rolling out all the time. We are on iTunes, Twitch, and YouTube. Find out more information at highlevelgames.ca, a site that certainly isn't controlled by a shadowy board of directors of otherworldly origin. That's highlevelgames.ca.
Please, help. They're coming. Welcome to Werewolf the Podcast. This is your host, Josh Heath, and I will be talking about Werewolf the Apocalypse. This podcast takes a lot of inspiration from few different sources, in particular Vampire the Masquerade, retrospective, 25 years of Vampire the Masquerade, and Midnight Express, Darker Days Radio, The Dark Archive by James Davey, and several other sources, including, of course, all of the books by White Wolf Publishing and White Wolf Entertainment that are focused on Werewolf the Apocalypse, which was the second game in their classic World of Darkness series. This episode is a general introduction to Werewolf the Apocalypse and the different concepts that we're going to be reviewing as we go through and review all of the books as they were published. So what we're going to do is start with Werewolf the Apocalypse, first edition, which was published in 1992, and then we're going to go book by book as they were released and review them. Now, Werewolf the Apocalypse is a game focused on anger, rage, and ecological horror. It goes in a different direction than Vampire the Masquerade did. Vampire the Masquerade was focused on political and personal horror, with the idea of personal horror being front and center to the first edition of the game. And then, as time went on, political horror became something that was a bit more important to that particular game line. But Werewolf the Apocalypse is centered around small groups called packs, that are various werewolves that have gotten together to fight the horrors that the worm is spreading on the world. Now, werewolves are effectively creatures of both spirit and physicality. They are spiritual warriors that are working to save the planet. Very much has a Captain Planet feel, if you ignore all of the anger, rage, and ethnic identity elements that are part of Werewolf the Apocalypse. Unlike some werewolf myths, these werewolves are born werewolves. They are born to one of three different types of breeds: the Homids, the Lupus, and then those werewolves that are born of two werewolves, which in this game are called Metis, which derives from a French word which means mixed breed. Now, recognizably, there are some potential problems with that particular term, but we're not going to be diving into that in this particular episode much. We will discuss it as we go through in individual episodes and things like that. Just to clarify, though, that when we were using that term, we were referring to the game term of Metis, as in two werewolves that are the product of two werewolves mating with one another. Now, Werewolf the Apocalypse has this focus on ecological horror, and you learn a lot about the worldview of the werewolves throughout the game line. Worldview being that the world, Gaia, is in danger, and that three gigantic forces through the universe are in conflict with one another. Those forces are the Wild, the Worm, and the Weaver. The Wild is the energy of creation, the unfocused elements of creation. The Weaver is the focused, delineating element that controls and organizes the world. And the worm is supposed to be the force that dissolves creation and returns it back to the cycle for the wild to recreate again. In the werewolf cosmology, the weaver has trapped the worm because the weaver was angry that the worm was dissolving its creations and driven the worm crazy. The worm now is a corrupting influence. Instead of being a force of pure entropy, it's a corruptive entropic force. And this is what the werewolves are fighting against. They are fighting against the slow corruption of Gaia, of their home. Werewolves are tied to the moon. So they are tied to the moon through the concept of Luna. Luna is a Celestine, a powerful spirit who is involved in the creation of several of the different changing breeds, particularly werewolves. Werewolves have five different, what they call, auspices or connections to the moon. These are Ragabash, the new moons. These are Theurges. These are Philodox. These are Galliards, and these are Aruns. Aruns are the full moons. They are the warriors. The Galliards are the storytellers. The Philodox are the judges, and the Theurges are the mystics of the Garu nation.
And the Ragabash are supposed to be the tricksters of the nation.
And this is the basic backdrop to Werewolf the Apocalypse. You are a new pack, or you are a new werewolf looking to fight this war. You're looking to try and save the planet in the face of, really, a universe that has no hope that you're going to have any ability to actually make any sort of changes to what is occurring. It's a hopeless fight, but it's definitely a fight that werewolves want to keep having. And Werewolf is, at its core, a game about looking at rage and anger and violence and saying, what is actually effective about rage and anger and violence? When is it appropriate? When is it inappropriate? And that's the core question at the heart of Werewolf the Apocalypse. When will you rage? When will the depredations of evil corporations and people that are focused on profit over the planet, when will that make you angry enough to take action? But at the same time, when will you rage in ways that make sense? That's the essential crux of Werewolf the Apocalypse. Next episode, our first episode, will be focused on Werewolf the Apocalypse First Edition. This has been a general introduction to the game and to the different ideas that are at the heart of the game. Werewolves are spiritual creatures that are caught between the spirit world and the physical world. They want to save the planet, but they have to do so in a way that doesn't eventually cause more horror and destruction in the long run. This is Werewolf the Podcast.
We look forward to having you on the journey with us.
Thank you for joining us on this journey. We hope that you enjoy it. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns as we go through and do our reviews on the game line, please shoot us an email, send us a message. We're happy to discuss this, and I hope you enjoy everything that we put together.